This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. The weekly Illinois Crop and Weather Report came out yesterday. Farmers and ranchers began preparation for planting this past week. Activities included fixing equipment, tilling fields, and applying anhydrous ammonia. Statewide precipitation averaged 0.68 inches for the week, 0.11 inches below normal. The average temperature was 51.5 degrees, 4.3 degrees above normal. There were 2.5 days suitable for field work during the week ending April 5th. Topsoil moisture supply was rated at 7% short, 73% adequate, and 20% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply was rated at 10% short, 79% adequate, and 11% surplus. Winter wheat condition was rated at 2% very poor, 8% poor, 34% fair, 49% good, and 7% excellent. Oats planted reached 9% complete, behind both last year and the five-year average. The grain markets are starting off the week with negative trends as we approach Thursday's USDA report. Market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman, goes into detail on what we're seeing.
Well, overall, we see a negative tone to the market. The dollar is showing signs of perhaps holding above late March lows and finding some buyers in it. We saw a lot of strength in the dollar, and that's pushing money out of the broader commodity sector. Grain and oilseed certainly part of that. It's always bearish when the market fails to respond to positive news. Corn in particular had some very positive export news on Monday as far as export shipments, very strong, over 40 million bushels for the week, and yet went lower. Wheat going lower, and overall there just seems to be a negative tone going into Thursday morning's USDA crop report.
With crop reports now coming in on a regular basis, U.S. farmers are getting a good look at how the wheat crop handled the winter. So far, the news is not favorable.
Particularly in the state of Kansas, we saw the big drop in crop ratings. Overall, we saw the national winter wheat crop with a condition index score right around 330, and that's very close to average for this time of year. When you break it down by states and by regions, the problems are in the Central Plains. The Central Plains, particularly in Kansas, Nebraska, to some extent Oklahoma, Colorado, South Dakota, that's where the big problems are and continued decline. A combination of drought and winter kill damage that's showing up. But as you go further south, conditions are better. They're getting some showers. The crop is improving. As you go east, we're seeing similar. Of course, dryness certainly not a problem in the Midwest, softer winter wheat crop, but decent conditions for Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and even in Arkansas, where conditions had been pretty poor earlier in the winter.
While many Midwest farmers are dealing with planting delays because of wet weather, the South American harvest is in full swing. Suderman goes over how the crops look and what this means for global stocks.
Overall, we've got about a week of dry weather now to allow the harvest to progress in Brazil, and that'll be good. But then the rains return in the 6 to 10 day period to replenish moisture for the safrinha corn crop, which is looking very good at this point. So we go further south in Argentina, continuing to get the breaks that we need in the rains in order to allow the harvest to progress there as well. A little bit slower than what we'd like, but it is still progressing, and thus far overall yields have been very good. And that's one of the things that traders will be watching from Thursday's USDA report, is what USDA does with production estimates for Argentina and Brazil. I think they'll hold Brazil production estimates pretty close to last month. Previously, we thought maybe they would drop, but with some of the high yields being reported, I think they'll probably hold where they are and give a little bit more time to assess. In Argentina, though, I think the yields are high enough that we'll see USDA go ahead and raise their production estimates for both corn and soybeans.
Focusing on the USDA report, Suderman goes over what he expects will be the biggest news items.
Now, one of the keys also might be the corn stocks number. We know March 31st, USDA released that bearish corn stocks estimate showing more corn in the bin, so to speak, than what was anticipated. As a result, the trade is expecting USDA to cut feed usage and increase ending stocks by about 80 million bushels. That's an area where we could have a friendly surprise in the report. Whether it'll be enough to change sentiment is yet to be determined. But when you look at first quarter implied feed usage combined with second quarter implied feed usage, it's really pretty close to the average that we've seen over the last 4 or 5 years as a percent of the crop. So while the number was surprising on March 31st, when you look at it in context of the first two quarters combined, USDA really might not make that many changes, and we may see ending stocks come in a little bit better than what was anticipated.
Again, that was market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman. We'll hear more from Suderman coming up after this break. The livestock markets this week are making some unexpected moves. Market analyst with Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman, goes over this week's livestock market trends.
Well, as we look at the cattle market, first of all, it was expected to push higher to start the week after a very impressive cash trade in the first full days of trading in the month of April. Last Friday, we saw cash cattle trade anywhere from 167 in Kansas up to 169 in many other parts of the plains, even to 170 on a live basis in western Iowa. So you would anticipate that when the lead contract is trading at a significant discount to that, that you'd see some pretty hefty gains. Prices opened up higher, but then immediately dropped sharply, tried to recover, and then ended the day weak, was follow-through selling then on this Tuesday. As traders are simply skeptical, continuing to be skeptical, believing we're very close to the cash highs in the market and that soon they will turn seasonally lower. And so skepticism abounds, and this is a cycle we've seen for quite some time now where the cash just keeps marching higher. Futures simply don't want to believe it and have to be dragged reluctantly higher. Eventually, the futures market will be right. The question is, will it be this week, will it be next week, or will it be 2 or 3 months down the road?
This dynamic is causing frustration in certain sectors of the cattle industry.
Very frustrating to observe and very frustrating for the feeder trying to use the futures market as a risk management tool to hedge their supplies when the futures market is trading at such a large discount to the cash market. Overall, one of the keys this week, I think, is going to be to see the aggressiveness of the retailer in restocking their shelves after the Easter holiday weekend, which was kind of the first big weekend of the unofficial start to the barbecue season. If the retailer is fairly aggressive, then that would suggest that the consumer was willing to pay up for those steaks for barbecuing during the weekend. If the retailer is not aggressive, that would suggest that perhaps the consumer opted for the cheaper pork chop.
The avian flu is also continuing to make headlines this week.
Well, it's continuing to spread. Most of the reports are fresh turkey flocks in Minnesota contracting the disease. We did add South Dakota to the list late last week to states having avian flu as well. The good news is that it is still not confirmed or present in the major production states in the southeast, such as Georgia and Alabama. When that happens, hopefully it won't, so I should say if that happens, that's when we could see a significant impact on the pork market, because then we could see a big backing up of supplies from the export market to the retail level at cheaper prices, pressuring pork. As long as we can keep the disease out of those major production states of the southeast, then we have an opportunity to carve out a broad bottom in the pork market, in the cash hog market, and to continue to sustain maybe a little bit higher highs for the futures market.
Again, that was market analyst with Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.